Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta show them how I can't get it in. First, take your sip. Do
money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Welcome to the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show. I'm your host, Alexis K. Tyler, and I have a very special guest. I'm waiting for him to call in. He is one of the people that's on a hot new show called Spirits of Atlanta. His name is Unas. And he's a healer, a teacher, a exotic dancer, a really, really deep person, very incredible person. We were just trying to get in a few minutes ago. There were some technical difficulties, and I just had him on the phone, and he said that he'd be on standby for a few minutes and be able to call back in. So I'm just trying to call him now because I was hoping he was still available, because you really need to be introduced to this young man. You need to find out who he is, what he does, where he is, how
Songbird.
He started. How, huh?
Songbird, can you hear me? Hey, how you
I
doing?
Hear you now.
Okay, so he was just on the line, but he got off. So we're hoping to get him right back on due to technical difficulties. I'm so sorry. But you guys have plenty of time tonight to go ahead and shine your light. I have you on for the next 2 hours if you guys want to jam.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and try to get him back on the line. And we'll try to – I tried to play some music just to kind of, you know, take some time before you actually got on and let people, you know, get a little bit of a vibe before you guys started getting into the real conversation of Spirits of Atlanta. So are you able to reach out to him on Facebook or
– No, I called him directly on his telephone. We've literally been on the phone all this time. That's not so surprised now that he's not answering.
Okay, no problem. Well, when I see his number pop back
number?
Up, we'll go ahead and it got off right before you got on. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is look for his number again.
Girl.
Let's hope that he can jump back on the line.
This is from Blog Talk?
Yeah, this is from Blog Talk. We're on live.
You told him you having a problem? I'm saying you said Blog Talk is giving you the problem?
It was, but I don't think it's him. I don't think it's Blog Talk anymore because he jumped off the line, so.
Girl, this is a mess.
All right, let's check and see. Also, I'm connected to him through Facebook. Hopefully he can jump right back on with his beautiful spirit. You're right, he is somebody that we all need to get acquainted with, because Spirits of Atlanta, I do believe, is going to blow up. So until then, start talking, you know, just start letting people know just how amazing the show is, and that you're probably going to be one of the people that come on and shine bright on that star with Miss Nikki. I know y'all talked about that last week.
I don't really have a lot to talk about, unfortunately, because I don't know a lot about him. So if you play something, I mean, I can briefly talk, but, you know, I want to hear my music, my daddy music, my son's music. That's what I want to hear in between the talking. I'll see if Nikki can come on as well, because, yeah, I mean, just sitting here, girl, I mean, he was just on the phone. I mean, this shit crazy.
Yeah, he was. He literally was just here. I popped his microphone on. And as soon as I popped his microphone on and started playing the music, waiting on you to come in, he jumped off the line. So I don't know if he
You call him or send him a message or ask him what he going to do? Because he told me he would hang around in case you let us come on. So then he let me know what we going to do.
There's some technical difficulties here, but you got to go. Okay. Well, you want me to play a couple of your dad's music? I got Workout somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the how about we play some De Niro Red? We ain't played him in a minute.
Yeah.
Show him some
go
love.
Ahead.
Okay, you wanna do some Arrogant while we're waiting on him?
Yes.
All right, let's do some Arrogant, girl.
Young black and arrogant, girl, I'm so perfect. But Siri made me arrogant, that why your girl flirting. People say I'm arrogant, I live like extravagant. So Prince, I look like a mannequin. I start again, first of 10. Shawty got that red skin, I think that girl from Washington. De Niro in the strip club, can't stop that girl from Washington. Can't stop your old lady from jacking him. Rich nigga got a whole wild watch with him. Young nigga got a body cat lock with him. Bitch, and they got the whole top with him. Pull up in that red rain, same color, a blood stain. From South Sick, the cat came from Cleveland, the club lane. I was on 28 days, I've been rolling for 8 days.
No.
I talk shit with 8 K's, I burn it, nigga. Keep waiting. My nose up like my shit. Running my top gone. Last night you were drunk, girl, out of same reason we got home. I took you to the hotel, I squeezed that and I got down. Bad bitches, they love me, stupid contest with my iPhone. That fat ass with my eyes on. Meet a bitch the first day, then I touch down like end zone. Trap phone, my sprint phone. Ugly hoe, get the phone on. Pulled up in that phone, homie. Your old lady in that old hunker. My neck look like a whole zone. Pulled up with my silly ass.
Wow.
So
everybody. It's so many of these white nappers, my tapies, my nitpicks. Out on my job, scrub my boyfriend trying to check me. Colombians and me goes on all and them things shake me. This shit took nigga short that y'all fuck niggas can't take me. Colombians and me goes on all and them so they shake me. This shit took nigga short that y'all fuck niggas can't take me.
I do my nose up like my shit don't stink on my arrogant shit. Out of waste.
Hey, I'm back. It's Alexis K. Tyler, Vagina Power Show. I'm so glad you're here. We've been trying to reach Unas and wait for him to call back in. I really want to interview him. I would love for you to be able to hear about who he is, what he does, where he's from, how he got started in this, and to also check out the new pilot for the very special TV show, Spirits of Atlanta, with Nikki Love and Unas, and there are other host of characters on that show. It's literally witches against the Christians. The Christians don't want the new wave of ancestor worship and spirituality to be brought into Atlanta. And it's a very powerful shifting of energy that's coming down south, and it's long overdue. And you see the conflict and the tug of power with this shift that is coming into the Dirty South. It's quite entertaining, a lot of drama, quite interesting, and it makes you address a lot of issues about religion and spirituality, what's real and what is not. And what really matters to each person, that's what spirituality and religion should be, not what is designed and not what you're told you have to do based on society or group structure or family, but what your spirit tells you you need to follow and what you need to do, as well as the healing and the balancing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. I don't see the chat because I was going to put the show from YouTube. You can actually see on YouTube, Spirits of Atlanta, and I was going to put it in the chat so that you can watch it while waiting for Unas to call back in. We've been texting and calling him. Hopefully we can get him back onto the show. If not, we'll just have to reschedule for another time, and I'm willing to leave the line open a little while if people have their own questions, comments, or anything you want to discuss. It doesn't have to be pertaining to this show.
Absolutely. Did you want to get some of Jackie Wilson's energy on to see if there's some more people?
Always, of course.
How about we do a little bit of the, I don't know. My Yiddish mama.
Oh, girl. You know what? A lady, she played the crystal balls. I was surprised. I got her to listen, and she was like, wow, wow, wow. She listened to my daddy sing My Yiddish Mama yesterday, and she listened to me sing My Yiddish Mama. And she was like, wow, you're coming all the way through. And she listened to Zayat's version and my version, and she was absolutely shocked. And that was quite refreshing to me.
One of my favorite parts about it is the only difference that you can tell in that is that you're a female and that he's a guy. I mean, and
it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal. I love hearing it, and I love hearing the tones and how special it is and how dear it is to your heart. You can hear all that passion and all that in there. So let's kick it off with My Yiddish Mama. And we'll keep this thing rolling until somebody wants to call in. If not, we'll go ahead and keep it light, keep it happy, and get ready for next week for that interview with him. If he wants to come back, he can come back through.
Girl, now we got to hear him. Because I was doing this all
girl,
time.
Well, I was getting ready to say it now. The best thing to follow up with that would be to hear just
put
how
the master.
Much the daughter and the father sound alike. So check this out, y'all.
How few were her pleasure. She never cared for fashion's styles, her jewels and her treasure. She found them in her baby's smiles. To that wonderful Hiroshima mama.
You know, aww, just hearing the tones and all that, it's just straight like that. I mean, it had to go like that. It had to go in that order to show people the type of range that he had and that he was able to pass on through DNA. It's just explosive. We try to show Gennaro as much love as we can. I hope he gets a chance to hear all these archives because, you know, just because he's down doesn't mean that we don't keep him up and we keep him uplifted on a regular basis.
And you know what, too? I try to get him. It keeps him inspired, my son, and I'm trying to get him because I want to see, girl, what he has. I'm like, I want you to practice your singing. I want to see if you also have that voice, because that would be so incredible.
I was gonna say, he might be a prodigy like you. I mean, you just started, a year and a half, 2 years ago? I mean, this is incredible, explosive, with no training whatsoever.
Funny? No training, but I used to, when I was a little girl, I used to sing, and I knew that I wanted to grow up and be a singer, and then having that very abusive mother there to, like, sucker punch me and try to knock me down and knock the power out and saying no and shut up and don't sing and don't dance. And then raising a child, and I used to sing around the house to my little boy. And girl, he used to sing with me. I'm talking about, girl, whistle notes and everything when he was really little. So I'm like, I wonder, girl, is the whistle note still there?
Well, I got some more of his music if you want to keep it going. I got some more of De Niro's music, On the Man. We can do that one.
Oh, that's because I love talking girl shit at the beginning of his songs. I'm like his hype man woman. You know, I know I have that mess.
I know,
that's
what I like about
girl.
That. I like that.
I be hyping it up. So Una still did not get back on the line.
Really not hyping it up. It's just a mother being a mother. Like, I got your back, and I believe in you, even if nobody else is standing here. And that's what's so beautiful about it. So let's play I'm the Man. And we're still waiting on Unas to come in, but if he doesn't come, girl, we having a good time anyway.
Okay.
The zero red is from the dirty south. Don't let the phoenix rise out your fucking mouth. Let these motherfuckers know what time it is. Men of red, hold your beat. Hold your beat.
On the man, you understand?
Whoa, whoa.
Listen, on the man, understand?
Time on.
Whoa. On the man, you understand? On the kid, on your boy, on the motherfucking man. Whoa. On the man, you understand? Listen, on the man, understand? Hey, on the man, you understand? On the kid, on your boy, on the motherfucking man. Whoa.
They expensive, they were purchased by my home.
She
a horror, she put powder in her nose. I'm in the 7, dropped 100 on my roll. They throwing pennies on the stage at my show.
We winning.
They bidding no for a deal on independence. I spent your rent money, little Nick stopping at Lenny. I'm rocking yellow diamonds, sound they call a lemon. Damn. She got your pussy ass mouth, call a pound. I'm kicking shit done, call Van Damme.
on a man, you understand? Listen, on a man, you understand? Hey, on a man, you understand? On the kid, on your what? On the motherfucking man, whoa, shout out. I'm typing these bricks down like a shrub. I'm shooting these niggas with my Beretta. I'm locked up, it's red, rain, me louder. No ending, no hell, De Niro bipolar. My diamond, they shining, they blind as solar. That bitch got a bad ass, and she straight like Coca-Cola. My flow so sick, my dick nice and be Ebola. My Mexican blood, he hit us with the Coca-Cola. Hold up, wait a minute, tie nigga up in the basement. What? My new old name replacement. She paying me to see lambing. No one born with no controller, bitch. Hell now you ain't playing me. Cause on the man, you understand? Whoa, on the man, you understand? Listen, on the man, understand? Whoa, on the man, you understand? On the kid, on your boy, on the motherfucking man. Whoa, on the man, you understand? Listen, on the man, understand? Hey, on the man, you understand? On the kid, on your what? On the motherfucking man, what?
Bro, fuck. I fuck your wife and put that bitch out in the muck. My name is Buck and I drive a truck and I love to fuck. Purple in my cup, call it Milwaukee Buck. I'm so high, I'm sitting on top of a star stuck. Bitches see the kid and them bitches be starstruck. And all the DC fell in love, but I give two fucks. Young pimp nigga with a pink and red sharp on two cups. What bad homie, what blazing nigga? Two guns up. Fucking right, I can fucking right. Baby girl, you wanna fuck tonight? Be a home girl, wanna fuck tonight? Break a bitch down to knee like Superman and Kryptonite. Tree shouted like piece of paper, hey, yeah, girl, you get ripped tonight. On the man, you understand? Listen, on the man, understand? Whoa, on the man, you understand? On the kid, on your what? On the motherfucking man, whoa, whoa. On the man, you understand? Listen, on the man, understand? Hey, on the man, you understand? On the kid, on your what? On the motherfucking man, whoa, whoa.
Yay. Girl, you see, we be going wild.
Let me ask
girl,
you
just
a question, Alexis. It's important to me that people know about this because I know your dad has such a classical background. And what do you think he would think of the brand expanding to the rap genre now? You know, it's 2017, and your son brought the brand to a whole nother dynamic. You know, you still are on the opera side of things, the operatic side of things. So I think that's kind of cool. But, you know, what do you think that your dad would think about how the brand is expanded over the generations? And I believe
Umash has come in.
I'm so glad. I hope this is him.
Nikki, too. I told Nikki to call. I would love for her to shout us out with, you know, her presence. I know she's busy. So let's see if Unas and Nikki is here. But I think my daddy loves what we're doing, bringing the new and the old and creating a new fusion.
That's right. That's right. That's what expansion is about, evolving over time. Let's see who we've got on the line. 4 digits of the phone number is 7710. You're on the air with Alexis K. Tyler on Vagina Power.
Hi, Alexis K. Tyler. How are you?
Hey, girl, something happened. Unas was supposed to be on, and we weren't able to get him back on, and I wanted you on, too, and tell us more about the show and what you do in it and what's going on. Any updates or what do you want the people to do to keep the momentum going?
Wow, I really would have loved to talk to Unas. But, you know, actually, we really don't know what's going on at this point. But if it wasn't for you, my sister, that motivated me to call the radio stations, we did get some good feedback from that. And actually, we got 94.5 that's considering doing interviews with the cast, so that's going to be a blessing, okay?
Yes.
B103 turned us down. You know, I don't know who the hell they think they are, but they turned us down. It's all good, though, you know. It don't matter. But the good thing about it is we should have put it on YouTube a long time ago because now it's on YouTube. We're getting a lot of views on it on YouTube. So that's the good news. The bad news is we still don't know when we're going to be filming again. You know, I spoke with the producer yesterday, and, you know, they're waiting for an answer from the network. So we'll see. We're not sure what's going on.
Well, so do they want us to keep pushing it? Will that help and create more buzz around it?
Well, yeah, that's what they want us to do, keep pushing it and create more buzz around it, you know, but we can only create but so much buzz because everybody's already asking when the second episode is coming. You know, I get people hitting me up every day in my inbox, when's the second episode coming, you know, and then we got a few select that haven't seen it, that's excited to watch it. So, I mean, you know, but most of all, people are ready for episode two. People are not playing. They really want to see episode two.
Well, we just have to go in harder, that's all, and even create more of a web presence for the show and get more people involved. That's all. It's like when it gets this way, we just have to dig down with the resistance and create more attention. That's it, and to start doing more stuff in Atlanta. That's all.
Well, you know, the good thing is, you know, just everybody, you know, keep your fingers crossed because I got a call from one of the producers over at 94.5, and they're going to meet with the team Monday to see if they can set up some interviews for the cast. So, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Like I said, if you want to 3 turn this down, I also reached out to TMZ, to Dish Network, you know, and we haven't heard anything from them yet, but I did get a call from a producer from 94.5. So hopefully, you know, with the blessings of the ancestors, they'll go ahead and interview us, and that'll be buzz as well because, you know, they have a lot of listeners in Atlanta.
Girl, there's so many stations here. If what one won't do, somebody else will.
That's exactly what I said. And I actually called and emailed a couple of more that I haven't heard back from yet. I actually hit 107.9. I hit, what's the other station? There's another station, 95.5. I hit them. And, you know, you have to go through their marketing or whatever you have to do, you know, the procedures. But I haven't heard anything from them yet, but I did hear from that station, so that's a good sign. You know, we're just going to wait for answers from the other stations.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Well, we got to keep on pushing it, keep on working, keep on promoting it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we can only do what we can do, keep promoting. I try to promote it on Facebook. I got it on YouTube. You know, that's a blessing. So we're getting hits. And I think if we would have did it a long time ago, like I said, we could have gotten a lot more hits. But, I mean, it's a blessing within itself. You know, we got to let the ancestors do what they do, you know, in time. You know, I guess, you know, they call it in the entertainment arena, hurry up and wait game. You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
But saying that, you know. And we didn't think it was going to be ever be done, and then look what happened. So I guess we just have to wait.
Well, let me know when you want to come back and have some fun and do some reading.
I was just thinking that too, Nikki and Alexis, that, you know, regardless of however this goes, at the end of the day, this is a topic that has been feared to be on the table, period. So the fact that y'all are doing this is making history within itself.
Definitely. And did you already see I had put an article up, Alexis, I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook, where the actual Christians and the witches are fighting against each other. Did you all see that?
Oh, yeah, they've been fighting Trump, honey, and it's been a fight with the witches and the Christians.
Yeah, and you know, and what that says to me is that spirit is really working here. It's time for us to, you know, be exposed in what we do, not in the sense of Wiccan witches, but still that level of spirituality. You know what I mean? So when I seen that, somebody said there's a lot of buzz about that. I said, you know what, the show is coming right on time. And then you have the, you know, the documentary on CNN where the guy, I think his name is Rahan or something like that, Rosin or something like that, goes to Haiti and gets initiated, and he's talking about the Christians. So, you know, what spirit and ancestors are showing me is that we are right on time with the energy that's being presented to us, you know, as far as, you know, our culture, our way of life, whether you want to call it voodoo, waking, or whatever you want to call it, it's time for us to rise up again.
That's right.
You know what I noticed that y'all haven't been able to talk about yet? For the
what?
People who are interested in this whole thing, the witches against the Christians, can y'all break it down what a witch actually is? Because there's more folklore around this name than actually, like, it's such a positive name, but it's so demonized. So if you can explain to people why they have no need to be afraid of this,
and why this is something that we originated from. You know, before there were doctors and nurses and, you know, people that were practicing medicine, there were the shaman in the Indian tribes and in African tribes. There were the holistic healers and the different people, the witch doctors that you would come to, and they would be able to help you in whatever situation you're going on. So the demonized part of this thing is what's got everybody, if they are, shying away from this. So let's talk about why people would be so scared of the word witch and what it actually means and what you guys actually do, so they can stop being afraid and actually tune into this, because there's something really monumental and epic happening here that people need to know about, because people are running from the churches, but they don't have anywhere else to go because they're so scared of the word witch. So tell people how important this conversation and this dialogue is, because one of these doors are closing. Christianity is starting to diminish by the day. So there has to be another alternative. That's why this is so important, but people need to understand why.
Well, Alexis, you want to go first or you want me to go?
I want you to go.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, first let's look at the word witch. Basically, is really Western terminology, meaning, you know, a woman that actually, you know, does magic, okay? And she is in, you know, in tune with nature, with all the elements of nature. You know, the Wiccan witches, they are, you know, pretty much in tune with the elements, fire, air, water, earth. They do a lot of rituals with those, with some of the Greek deities, as we know, alchemic deities. But what's happening is what we have to look at is deeper than what we're seeing as far as the people running out of the churches. We have to remember we have come out of the Christianity age, and it's just time. It's time for us to come back in tune with what I call Tiamat or the Great Mother. So what we have to understand is it's just time. This is the Aquarian age, the age of air. We're leaving the Piscean age. So when we see people running out of the church, we have to understand it's all part of the transformation that we are going through on a physical level, on a spiritual level, on a cosmic level. So this is not something that, you know, is just by chance. This is supposed to be. It's happening, you know, along with everything else that's transforming. Now, as far as the Christians running out of the church and being afraid to come into what we do, whether, you know, you're African here, voodoo, whatever you do, it's just that they lack understanding. And if they really took time to read their Bibles, like I always tell them, they would understand that the Bible contradicts itself, because in the Bible you have seers, okay? Seers, Daniel was a seer. So when I say that I'm a seer, what's the difference? You have in certain parts of the Bible where they talk about rituals that are done. You're talking about Moses, who performed many rituals, Jesus, who performed many rituals. So I think they lack education, and I think what we need to do is educate them. And when you talk to most people that go to church, none of them have read the Bible. I read the Bible from back to front. From back to front. So they read the Bible. Some of them, they know scriptures. They know, you know, different scriptures from being in church, but they never took the time to read the whole Bible. And when you read the Bible, you understand there's metaphors, plagiarism, truth, African folklore in the Bible. When you read the Bible, you'll understand the metaphors. They have astrology in the Bible. You know, when you speak of Jesus, you know, and the 12 disciples, that's, you know, the sun and the, you know, constellations. So, you know, I think it's a matter of educating them and getting them to understand, you know, and taking them to the very book called the Bible to show them where, you know, it contradicts itself. It speaks, don't practice sorcery and witchcraft, but then you have, you know, different characters in the Bible that did it. So what's the difference? You know what I mean? So I think it's just a matter of educating them and giving them an understanding of what they were brainwashed with. And not only that, taking them back to the very book that brainwashed them to believe this and showing them the contradictions in the book. This is what it says here, but if that's the case, why don't, you know, they approve having seers or approve someone dealing with, you know, the elements of nature? You know, so I think, you know, again, it's a matter of educating them. People have to understand that also, too, this is deeper than what we know. This is going on a higher level, you know, than we are, and we have to understand that.
That's perfect. That's a perfect explanation. So what will you be doing any events, any concerts? How can people contact you for readings and spiritual work to help bring even more awareness to this while the show is developing?
Well, you know,
well,
actually,
I'll tell you a good way to do that is Unas is getting ready to get on the phone. I just got in contact with him.
Well, put him on the phone with Nikki. She wanted to talk to him. Put him on the phone. Let him talk
about
the show.
Yes, you know what's so exciting about this, Alexis, is the fact that at the end of the day, it says in the very Bible that Nikki was just talking about, because of lack of knowledge, my people perish. So let's be realistic about this thing. If there's no knowledge, then of course they're perishing. They're not understanding this. They're falling by the wayside. But if this Christianity is being taken out, other people need other options. So, I mean, I'm thinking this is exciting that Unas is getting ready to come into the conversation. He's trying to get on right now. Hold on a second. Let me see. I talked to Alexis, and we decided to reschedule the show until next Friday. The time is on now.
We're on
live. Call in.
Okay.
I'm just letting him know to call on in. He's saying that you guys, you know, past your time. And, you know, the thing about owning, you know, Marriage Change Radio, you know, we can stay on here as long as we want. And this is an important conversation. This is something that needs to be talked about. And I noticed that everything has to do with fear-based programming when it comes to this stuff. You know, everybody's so afraid. And I've gotten a chance to interact with both of you ladies, and there's nothing fearful about either one of you. But Alexis, I want you to answer that question too, because you have a whole nother answer about that whole aspect of things and what you believe the stars to play what role and so on and so forth. So I mean, I think you got a whole nother dynamic to answer that.
But I liked her answer because she's more into dealing. And tracking with the actual magic, the ceremonies, the medicines. That's why I wanted Nikki's view on it, because she's actually gone where I haven't gone yet. I mean, yeah, I do things that I learned from being around her, but the more deeper details of it, like what she was going through in the show, I'm not there yet. So I just teach on the spiritual sexuality, vagina power, penis power, and sperm power, and the metaphysics of it. And of course, I do my spiritual readings, and I'm led in the spirit. But I like the actual ceremony and the medicine that Nikki's already using with her clients. So I wanted to know from that perspective and historically. Well, then too, like you said, I know I could add to something as far as growing up in the Bible Belt with the preachers and the hypocrisy and the slavery of religion and the oppression of the woman and the denial of the womb power, the clitoris power, the cervical and vaginal power of the woman as the life bringer and even the one to give birth to the Messiah. And to, I realized from being around Nikki and other indigenous priests, that whenever they do rituals, or tell me if I'm misunderstanding this, Nikki, they don't only call the male spirits, they call the mothers. They call the spiritual, the feminine power to add to the ritual and the sacrifice that you're giving to ask the spirits to bless the offering to help heal the person or uncross or unbind the person or the person's child. You have to have the masculine and the feminine. And living in the South with religion, they use your womb, they impregnate your womb, and they tell you got to go through men to be saved. You got to go through Jesus, unknown, that not possibly one damn Holy Ghost, and that is irrational and it is impossible in nature to create without the masculine and the feminine. And that ties right into indigenous.
Hello?
Okay, Alexis, your phone is breaking up just a little bit.
Yeah, we'll die. We won't get to eradicate the feminine principle out of creation. We have to utilize, we have to go back to the Divine Mother and balance it with the mm-hmm. masculine, and that's what's happening. Is Unas coming on to speak with Nikki? What are we doing?
You know what? He's saying that you guys have already booked for a reschedule.
No.
I told him that you're on. He said he's not in a place to talk right now, but I'm still conversating with him. He
you
said the energy is not in our favor.
It's perfect. We've been on for like what? You want to go into
an hour?
Some more? I know you might be tired. How do you feel, Nikki, or to discuss more since you're a teacher, you have students, you initiate people, you've been initiated. You want to talk about the importance of how that ties into bringing this new era in where we're going back to the original way of spirituality and life?
It's very important. You know, I move when the ancestors say move. And when they speak, you know, I move. And it's very important because of the times that we're in. It's very important because of the transformation that we are all awoken up to what is, you know, the truth of who we are and what we represent, being part of the all, being part of the, you know, as the ancient ancestors said, as above, so below. You know, it's very important that we open our eyes because we don't understand that the power we have, which is also in the Bible. And Jesus says, aren't ye gods? You know what I mean? These are metaphors that we don't understand. And he was basically preparing you in Revelations for the actual transformation out of the Christianity age. So, you know, one of the things we have to understand is if you look at the human body is the cosmos, is the earth. You know what I mean? And these are concepts we have to embrace. You know, as far as, you know, coming back to respecting nature, being the caretakers of the earth, understanding you have many people that are running to, not out of the churches either, just running to back to nature, even for medicinal purposes. People are not trying to take medicines anymore. You know, people are trying to eat healthier. So there's so much that plays a part in this major transformation that humanity is going through. Some are going to go through it quicker, some are going to go through it slower. And, you know, that comes back to the vibrations, what vibrational, you know, level are you on, you know what I mean? So it's a beautiful thing, but it has to take place. And, you know, some experience in it more than others. But eventually we all will experience it because at one time we did experience it. We are at the beginning of the end, which means we are reverting back, you know, as our ancient ancestors said, we shall rise in the West. And another thing you all have to notice, too, if you all notice that we are switching places, even with our African sisters and brothers. Look at them. They're, you know, over Nigeria, they got white Jesus all over the place. They got Christians all over the place. And it seems like we here in the West, as the ancients said, are coming back to nature, coming back to being the caretakers of this earth, understanding the energy of the Great Mother. So, you know, It's highly important that, you know, we get as many people on this path as we can. At one time, I would recruit. Now I don't have to recruit. They're coming. The ancestors are sending them by the dozens. Not everybody's going to be a healer. Not everybody's going to be a seer. Not everybody's going to be into witchcraft or voodoo. But for those who have a job and duty or journey on this earth are being called, and that is your 144 that they talk about in the Bible, which people don't know either. The 144,000.
Now, isn't it funny that people get so scared about things like, I'll say, a perfect understanding of misunderstanding something. Halloween in the Hispanic culture is actually a day of celebration for the dead.
Right.
In our culture, it's like, the scary ghosts come out, be very afraid on this day. This day, bad things can happen. And I think that's what's happening all over the world when it comes to the understanding of things like that. Because you hear the word voodoo and people get afraid. Now, people that have knowledge of it go, this is the most natural thing that you can, you know, do. It was more natural to us to do this than to go to a doctor and ask for a medication that we know probably is going to give us 5 to 10 side effects versus going towards turmeric, and it'll go straight to the problem and also help you with 10 other things that are going on with your body. So with that being said, it's a whole understanding thing, and I think you ladies are so pivotal in that happening for us. So all this fear-based programming, all this fear is what's controlling this. And it's funny because Unas just said the time isn't in our favor tonight. He had planned to be on from 10 to 11, but one thing I know about the universe is everything happens when it's supposed to. So tonight, you ladies were supposed to come forth and bring the fruit forth that, you know, this is such a beautiful and a positive thing. Now, Nikki, I heard you say something about witchcraft is usually practiced by women with a womb. Unas is a male, and he also is an energy healer and a practicer. So can you tell us how that works, how that works out, that the male is able to do that as well? Is it like the ability to be able to tap into the
Well, you know, again, I don't want to play on words, because when we look at the word witch, basically is a Western word, okay? I mean, you know, Western terminology. So, I mean, Unas has every right to do that. He comes from the womb of a woman, you know what I mean? So, you know, that it could be as well passed down in his DNA. But also remember, he also is too a human being that's connected to everything on the earth, just like we are. So he has, you know, the right to practice it, but do we want to call him a witch? No, for layman terms, we say that, because we're in the Western world, you know what I mean? You know, in Africa, he would be called a healer, you know what I mean? You know, and again, even in Africa, you know, they'll say the witches, but, you know, they use that terminology based off of the Western terminology, you know, so I don't like to play on words, but Unas can do that. He can heal. He has the power to do it. It might have been passed down in his lineage from his maternal side. It could have been from his, you know, paternal side. So, yes, he has the right to practice it, but will we call him a witch? No. You know, just because, you know, that's not the terminology. When you speak of witch, again, the Western terminology is a woman who practices, you know, magic. You know what I mean? You know, I prefer to use the terminology of traditional healers, seers, you know, opposed to that because of the negative connotation that, you know, the Western society has, you know, posed to us. But we have to understand, too, the Western society, along with Europe, is the only societies that do not reverence their ancestors, okay? You have every other country in the world, with the exception of Africa, that has been colonized, that, you know, and certain, that's not all tribes, because we have over 3,000 tribes in Africa that has been colonized, you know, to actually deal with Islam or deal with, you know, Christianity. But you have to look at the Chinese, look at the Japanese, look at the Indians, you know, they got Hinduism, Buddhism, you know what I mean? And they are actually pay homage to their ancestors, you know? And even some aspects of Muslims, you have the Sunni Muslims who actually still deal with the Quran and also, you know, still use the Quran for rituals and do their ritual work. So, you know, what we have to understand, again, it's not, you know, prohibited for a man to practice it. I mean, if it's passed on in his lineage and he has the power to heal, then he has to do what he has to do. That's his journey. That's what he came back here for.
Yeah, because I was looking at YouTube the other day, and they had this YouTube sensation on there, and he is being promoted as being an atheist, but he can heal. And everybody is going crazy about this because they're like, well, how can he have the power to heal without the Christianity faith behind him and this and that? Can you help people understand how maybe one thing has absolutely nothing to do with another in that case? Because I did speak to Alexis even about the fact that when I go into Chinese culture, in businesses, I usually go in there and I always see they have an altar out in public in front of where everybody can see it. There's
That's
no
right.
hiding this thing. It's right out there in the open. And I wish they would be ashamed of it. They'll even start talking to you about it like, oh, well, this is the deity of this and this is the deity of that. So there's no shame in their game. But our altars may be in the Western world in our closets. Or if somebody comes in your house to see something, what's that? Oh, you went to that, you know, that demon worshiping and this and this and that. Even when people hear the word deity. So, where do we go with this whole, I feel like this conversation had to happen to get all this fear away so that maybe people can start seeing
what you guys are really doing, what this is really about. Are you, would you be afraid if your doctor offered you, you know, juices and berries? No, but you would be afraid of a traditional holistic healer saying, here, take this turmeric and this powder and this and that and you know, call me in a week and you should be cleared up. And this is seeming scary to you because this person doesn't have PhD behind their name. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, you have to remember the level of brainwashing and programming, and you know, you really can't do anything about that. My thing is, all I do is let the ancestors deal with them, and they're bringing them to, or what they're doing is awakening them. Okay. And you know, we can educate them, and that's the best we really can do is educate them. But when it's time for them to be truly enlightening, they have to go to their physical and spiritual transformation. You see what I mean? So what happens is, you know, people are going to fear. You have to remember, you're talking about hundreds of years of brainwashing. You're talking about lineages of families that come from great-grandmothers and grandmothers praying to Jesus. You know what I mean? So you pretty much can do the best that you can do. You know, I've been doing it for years, enlightening people about their ancestors. And like I said, I would recruit people. Then the ancestors said, stop, we're going to send them to you, and they would send them to me. So, you know, what we have to understand is that, you know, like I said, all of the other cultures are really big on practicing their culture. And, of course, Africans in America have been stripped away from their original culture. And that's not to say all of us, you know, we know that we're pretty mixed up with some American Indians, but, you know, the first American Indians were black. The first Chinese were black. You know what I mean? Or African, okay? But with saying that, we have been mixed up. So, I mean, and growing up in the Western world, being brainwashed and programmed, the European way is what pretty much, you know, caused the fear mongering amongst us, because you have to remember a lot of black people only had church to turn to during those times in slavery. You know what I mean? They had, you know, to hide behind the church, and then some of them end up getting brainwashed by the church. You know what I mean? So you're talking about
It seemed like they were the church. They was back there in them woods, and they would get in a circle, and somebody would get to singing and singing them hymns, and everybody would go in and get what they needed, you know, to get through the day with their slave masters or with being raped or whatever the heck, you know, was going on that plantation. So
I will say this. You know, I did a show about this and importance. I think I did a Facebook Live about this. What we have to understand is when I get Christians, 60% of my clients are Christians, I tell them like this, okay? If you believe in God and you say there is a God and you've seen God, then guess what? God exists in your world, okay? What do you mean? Well, what I mean is that when you understand the metaphor in the Bible, when Jesus said, unto ye gods, he's telling you that you have the power as God does, according to what they're saying in the Bible. So now, you have to remember this. At the time, when we were in the Christian age, it wasn't hard to be brainwashed because our DNA was shut down, and that's another whole topic, but our DNA was shut down. So now you have man that comes along and is able to brainwash you and program you. Now, just look at the pictures that we used to have back in the day, white Jesus. Now, if you're giving an image that stays in your subconscious mind, and remember the subconscious mind operates 90% of your physical life, your subconscious mind is programmed. And with that programming comes along the ability to have the power to manifest. And what I mean by that is what we have to understand is when Jesus said, unto ye God, you will perform miracles greater than I, okay, like I or greater than I, he's telling you that you have the power to create. Now, if 10 of us call on Jesus, and we're giving an image of what Jesus looks like, then Jesus will be manifested into our existence and into our world, because we actually put the ashe in it, the breath, you know, death and life and the power of the soul. We put the breath into calling and creating a deity called Jesus, and we were giving an image of what he was supposed to look like. So, yes, God does exist in their world. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it comes back to Alexis, when she talks about the metaphysics, which is very powerful. I love when she gets into the metaphysics, the womb and all that.
Me
but
too.
It's metaphysical in a sense, whereas when you understand the power of the tongue, you understand, when you understand that you are to a God, which Jesus tells you in their Bible, it's a metaphor to let you know that you have the power to create whatever you want. It's sort of like when I deal with spirituality and I do initiates. I take my initiates, and I'm not going to give too much information. I take my initiates, and what I do is I have them go on a journey. And on this journey, they are also creating spirit abodes. Spirit abodes, they create their own spirits. Now, if 20 of us say we want a money spirit, and we create that spirit, then guess what? That spirit will begin to exist and work for you. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Jesus exists. Yes, Allah exists. You got 20 million people around the world calling on these deities. And if one says that I've seen that deity, then that one seen that deity. Can't tell them they didn't.
And I think, Alexis, that's why I like talking to you and hearing your point of view on things, because from what Alexis pretty much talks about is that it's really no point of the Christians fighting with the Buddhists or the Muslims or the holistic healers or the voodoo priests and priestess, or for anybody to be fighting with anybody, because like you just said, Nikki, it all works together.
Right.
It all is the same thing, just under different names. It all is this. I mean, Alexis, is that how you are really saying it? Like, you know, you say manifest, I say I prayed for it. You say, you understand what I'm saying? It all works together. It's just, you say this deity went to work on that, I say this deity went to work on that on my behalf. Now, we both got the outcome, but we called on two different deities. Does that mean that your deity doesn't exist? No. Does that mean my deity doesn't exist? No. Whatever energy that was called to come together or to call to power went to work on your behalf. So, Alexis, what would you say that is about? Does it all really just work together and all the fighting is silly because tomato, tomato, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for me, it's all necessary because this is a school and this is a learning ground, a training ground. It's meant to be for everybody that wants to learn, wants to experience their lessons in a body and go through the evolution based on their DNA and who their ancestors are and what vibration those beings are and where their history took place in the planet, how old it is, where it comes from. All that stuff determines what you're going to do when you get here, who you are, how you're going to do it, how long you're going to do it. We were talking about, and Nikki was talking about, the spiritual way of life. We're not talking about a religious practice. This is a way of life. It ties into every aspect of your life. The same way these Christians live their lives, and it's a lifestyle for them, it is a way of life from the time we get up, how we move every day, until how we bathe, how we eat, what we eat, how we lay down, how we sleep. And that goes back to how old your people are. They are the first. These are the first spiritual practices on the planet, what Nikki is practicing, what we're talking about, what she shared with me. This is older than Christianity. So those ancestors ruled the earth, and they were the first ones here. So they have the deepest, all those tribes have the deepest knowledge on what spirits, who they are, what they are, where they come from, how they function, when to use them, when not to use them. Some of them, we don't even know their name. Some of the knowledge we don't have on them as a result of slavery and being plagued, having their knowledge stolen from them or hidden, some of that stuff is planted in the ground and actually out in the desert or copied in a way so that it cannot be eroded or taken from them. So if your DNA goes back into that, and that origin, then that will determine the vibration you are here on and what fight you have, what struggle, what your evolution is, you running into the right ones that are also on that vibration in your lifetime so that you can both raise the consciousness of the planet together. And then that's just the way that it is. You're not here to get along with everyone. Your mission's different. Your DNA is different. Like I was saying, the land of your people, the age of your people, the genetics, who's the oldest, who has the most knowledge, that will all determine the position that you play. That's how I see it.
So, and I agree with that. So doesn't that bring us to the magical word that sends everybody running away from what you guys do? And maybe you can explain this word, both of you, in your own words, what this word means and why it scares people so much. You guys do rituals. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I do a ritual every day I wake up. I wake up in the morning. I get dressed. I have my little morning ritual that I do. I do things for my daughter. I do things to get the day started. This is something that I practice every day. So from my understanding, the word ritual means something that you practice. Alexis?
Girl, I like the way a Nikki had addressed that, because I noticed that they would do me like that in the South when I started waking up and saying I could see things, and I knew that my grandmother, my mother, my auntie, my cousins, males and females, they were born with that gift. But if I said I was not a member of a church, my gift came from the devil. If I did a sacrifice with Nikki, I was going to hell. They had to be getting into a demon, but then they eat the body and drank the blood on Communion Sunday, and then they sacrifice animals in the Bible. So it's like I wanted Nikki to address that too, because she was bringing that up in a TV show when they were trying to attack her and get that bush witch out of here, and that's of the devil.
Yeah, they sure was. I mean, you know, my thing is, at the end of the day, you know, when I mention the fact that my ancestors give me messages, you understand? And when I mention that, my ancestors existed here at one time. Now, the difference is you can find the bones of my ancestors. You can't find the bones of, you know, God or Jesus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to understand when we're talking about sacrifices, everybody does rituals. Like you said, what's your name? What's her name, Alexis?
Blue.
The one who's speaking, who was asking us questions.
Blue.
Oh, okay. Infinity. All right, so what we have to understand is that, again, you know, when we speak of rituals are done on major levels. Everybody, like you said, does rituals. You know what I mean? When we speak of, you know, we have what we call sacred rituals, where there's certain things you have to do, such as sacrificing a chicken to save someone's life. You know, and they speak about in the church in a negative way, but they do sacrifices in the church too. Like you said, Alexis, the blood of Jesus. Now, really? You know what I mean? The flesh of Jesus, really? So, you know, it's like, what's the difference? Now, the difference with us with the chickens, we do it the civilized way. They do it the uncivilized way. We kill chicken. Everybody eats fried chicken, chicken wings, hot wings, you name it, they're eating it. So what's the difference between us sacrificing chickens, you know what I mean, and you sacrificing chicken? Really no different. The only difference is, again, we do it the civilized way. We ask permission to use these chickens. Certain gods, you know, require these chickens, okay? Certain spirits, as we would call them, different deities. So there's certain sacrifices that you have to do, you know, to help in many ways, whether it's helping someone's health or saving their life from demons or whatever it may be. Now, back to the Christian saying that what I do, you know, I get the messages from the devil. Well, who's the devil? Does the devil exist? Do we know this? Okay, according to you, the devil exists. In my world, the devil don't exist. So now, tell me who's giving me the messages. This is passed down through DNA. Not only that, it's a gift that I was born with. This is my spiritual gift. This is something I came to this earth with. This is a journey, you know what I mean? I was sent here to do what I do. I know who I am, you know? So who are you to tell me that I get messages from the devil? I honestly would like to say to the Christians, I have seen them speak in tongues, a language that no one can decipher. That's your devil, okay? That's what they need to look at. That's your devil. Because when you start speaking in tongues, you know, you're being possessed by what you call the Holy Spirit, which really is no different than us calling down spirits and calling on them to mount someone's body to give us the answers we need. The only difference with that, though, is we understand the Spirit speaks through us. They're not speaking in another language you can never decipher. Tongues. What the hell is tongues? Now, to me, according to what the Christians believe, I would say that's their devil coming through them. That's your devil. You know what I mean? talking about the devil gives me messages. You're right. Okay. Okay. Now, let's think about this too, Alexis. What about the prophets? Prophets and prophets, what do? They see. Daniel was a seer. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, okay, so the prophets say, well, and I had this happen on my show before, coming to the show and say, well, you know what? You know, you're getting messages from the devil. Well, you're getting messages from your damn devil. How about that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, you know, and honestly speaking, it's kind of sad in a way, because when we look at it, when we look at the TV show, you know, we're doing the same things in slightly a different way. Slightly
That's
different way.
Is.
And the truth of the matter is, as you said earlier, Alexis, what we do, this way of life, this cultural way of life, predates the Bible. As a matter of fact, voodoo, meaning spirit, the word voodoo means spirit, and that's what they have to understand. But if we go back, voodoo did not start in West Africa. Voodoo started in ancient Egypt or ancient Kemet. If you look on the walls of ancient Kemet, they were doing voodoo back then. I like to say we are voodoo. People of color, you understand, of color are voodoo. We've been doing rituals and magic from the beginning of time. You know, again, go back to ancient Egypt. Go back to the walls of the hieroglyphs, and you see they were doing rituals. So voodoo been here since the earth been here.
Ladies, I suggest you share this show as far as it can reach, because once the knowledge gets out there and the fear is demolished, now you're going to have a craving for learning, which will propel the numbers of this show, to let people know that if this is so-called evil being enlightened, or having understanding of what you're practicing. Because a lot of Christians, and I'm just being honest, I come from a Christian background, a lot of Christians practice things they have no idea or understanding about. And that is real, because they'll go into, like you said, speaking into tongues, and somebody will teach them how to do it, but they have no idea what they're doing, who they're channeling, what they're saying, what's coming out of their mouths, and no explanation whatsoever. Then you guys start speaking in your tones, or the original divine language, from what I understand, I heard a brother speaking about on the Breakfast Club, is we don't even speak proper language anyway, because the original proper language was actually sound. It was actually
sound.
So can you teach us a little bit about that? Because even saying words like what we're saying right now, in other cultures, they'll say, you know, you guys totally botched the Greek language, or you totally don't even understand the words that you're speaking, because your original language is a divine tone, and it's about toning. And Alexis, you and I talked about that last night, different tones and how they can make you feel, how they can speak to chakra. I was hearing the brother talk on the Breakfast Club saying that, you know, there are certain tones that you can speak that can light up different areas of your chakra, heal your body in different ways. And he was saying your throat chakra can give these different tones that can actually be responsible for healing as well. So there's so many different ways and different things to learn about that people just don't understand. And because of fear, they cut themselves off to these things that are important to know. So I would think that this will be a major show to promote, to start to give understanding, not just to the people who are watching, but even to the Christians that are fighting you guys, that listen, you know, we actually came first. You know, this knowledge came first. Christianity, from what I understand, is only, what, 100 or a few hundred years old?
Well, the Bible was only been in existence since 1497, and before the Bible, you have the Hebrew text, which is 2,500 years old. So, who do we call upon before the Hebrew text? So, you're talking about you know, that's right. But you know, again, you know, I have to say that you know, it's not a matter you know, of fighting them. It's a matter of taking the same book and educating them, because there's so much to that Bible that people have to understand. They don't understand the metaphors. They don't understand the plagiarism, you know what I mean? And pretty much not a matter of fighting. My thing is, you know, again, when the ancestors said stop recruiting, I stopped recruiting, and then what they did is they start sending, because people are being awoken at an alarming rate. People are waking up. People are saying, wait a minute, there ain't no God. I don't believe in God. Where's God at? He didn't save my child. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. You know what I mean? So with saying that, you know, again, it's just as important to educate them. With the TV show, on these radio shows, it's very good that we're continuing to educate in many different ways, you know what I mean? But, you know, we cannot waste too much time on trying to be in their heads what they need not to believe in. We can educate them, and I've done it. You know, hey, you know, who do we call upon before the Bible existed, before the Hebrew text existed? Go back to your ancient times. You know, we've done a lot of educating about that. I'm sure Lexis has too. You know, but, you know, again, we cannot, and because we're in critical times and we're almost at the end of this transformation, we cannot waste any more time or energy on trying to convince them. All we can do is lead by example, which means, you know, I can show you better than I can tell you. You know what? You do what you do, I'm going to do what I do. Let me show you how I can heal someone from, you know, having tumors in their stomach. Let me show you how a chicken can save a young lady's life because she was going to commit suicide because of disagreeable spirits or the voices were speaking in her ear and telling her to kill herself. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's going to take for us to start really showing, you know. And as I tell people, too, in Christianity, first of all, you say voodoo is bad. You say witchcraft is bad, but Christianity is bad. Look at all the Catholic priests that was molesting little boys. Look at the way that they kill and murder in the name of Jesus and the Lord and say it's okay, I'll be forgiven of my sin. So, you know, when the Bible says one sin is no greater than the other. And then in the Bible it also says, thou shalt not judge. So why are you not following your belief system? But again, we have to look at the fact that human beings are nothing near perfect. We will never be perfect until we continue to go to this transformation and this awakening, and like some of us awakening faster than others. We must continue our journeys, and whatever we came back, whatever is written in the divine records, and whatever we came here to do, and we must do it. We cannot talk anymore because time is critical. It's time for you to embrace energy of transformation.
That's perfect.
I was going to say, did you have anything you wanted to add to that? Because I thought that was just beautiful.
Mm-mm, it's perfect. I want her to come back so we can do some reading together.
Yeah, we're going to do some. Actually, as a matter of fact, on Wednesday nights, we're bringing the Queen Mother Witches back. The Queen Mother Witches will be back. I definitely will be working on this weekend. I actually had a busy week because I'm opening up a store, so we've been trying to get that together. And then I had a visitor. One of my good sisters came to visit me from South Carolina. She surprised me, so I had a visitor, so I've been busy. But, oh, we will be getting back on. And I would love to come on here and do some readings with you, Alexis. And then again, as I asked you to come on, we'll be doing our readings on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. The Queen Mother Witches will be back. We've been away for a couple of years, but we're coming back.
Okay.
Coming back.
Okay, do you guys have any information that you can send out to anybody that's listening if they want to get in touch with you, ask any more questions, want to further their knowledge of what happened tonight? Alexis, why don't you give people your information so that they can get in touch with you? And then, of course, Nikki, give everybody your information of how to get in touch with you. These two women are very powerful in their own right, and they are available to speak to you, to counsel you, to do readings off the airwaves, and they do own their own successful entrepreneurial businesses. So, Alexis, what is your information? So if anybody listening in the chat room
or anybody who's on the line wants to get in touch with you off the air, how can they get in touch?
They can contact me for readings and hair care and skin care products. My website is alexiskaytyler.net, and they can see me on Facebook on my Alexis K. Tyler page or the Alexis K. Wilson page, Alexis Wilson page, and they can contact my email at alexiskaytylervp@gmail.com.
And Nikki?
All right, and they can contact me on my website at Nikki Love Wunam, and that's NikkiLoveWu, and it's an NCA, amissandberry.com. So it's NikkiLoveWunam.com, and there you will find my spiritual readings, the list of, you know, spiritual work that or rituals that you need to be done, as well as the video shows there. And then also I do have a Facebook page. You can look me up on Facebook under Nikki Love, and that's N-I-C-K-Y, of course, L-O-V-E. And then I also have an email, Wunam Sacred Society, which is spelled W-U-N as in N-C-A-M, sacredsociety@gmail.com. You can hit me up there as well. I do readings and ritual work. I do this 24/7, so I'm constantly busy, as I was tonight. So they can reach me at any one of those.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to an amazing show, the Alexis K. Tyler Show, Vagina Power, presented by Merit to Change Radio. This was such an awesome show. We hope you got the nourishment from it. These ladies do not just talk about it. They live it. They are that. And this is something very serious and very important to our community, to the world, renowned. So I hope you guys will keep in touch with them. You are listening to Married to Change Radio. You guys have a wonderful evening. Alexis, thanks for doing your thing.
Thank you.
Oh, so well. Nikki, always a pleasure. And we're going to go ahead and get off of the air. But tonight, we want to go ahead and end this thing with some Jackie Wilson. Hopefully, we can go ahead and get To Be Loved playing so that you guys can know that we love you from Married to Change Radio. Namaste.
Someone to care, someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. Someone to kiss, someone to miss when you're away, to hear from me today. To be loved, to be loved,
to be loved.
Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen. Some wish for fortune and fame, but to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, oh. Someone to kiss, someone to miss.